I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heard from you last night a little bit.
Yes,
now
sir.
You've been here. What did you think about Buffalo, the facilities, the people you've met?
Man, I've had a great time. I got a chance to sit down with Coach McDermott and Coach Bean, and man, I'm just enjoying myself. Like, it's been a fun last couple of hours, and this is my new home, man, so I'm excited.
What else have you done since you got here?
Just really, get a feel for everybody. I got to give my family a tour around the facility. I came here for my 30 visits, so I actually, I led the tour. So that was exciting, just to show them around my new home. Man, so I'm excited to get to work.
Seems like you have a real tight-knit family. They all spoke on the broadcast last night. It seems like they're all here with you. What has their support meant to you? And I guess, where is that close-knit relationship? How has that developed? And how do you use that to your advantage?
Their support really is what keeps me going. Like, they keep me level-headed, never let me get too high or too low. And, I always got my family through thick and thin. Like, if I have a bad game, if I have a good game, I know I can always rely on my family. And they're just always there for me. And that's how it's been my entire life.
What is it like for you growing up in Michigan, getting an opportunity to play closer to home?
I love that. It's a five-hour drive, about an hour and a half hour flight. So it's easy to get here. So I know, I'm going to have my family here every game. But, even if we was further away, I know my family would still make the trip.
What was it like for you just waking up being a Buffalo Bill?
Crap, I've not taken this hat off since I got it. Like, I'm stoked. Like, I'm so excited to start. So excited to be a part of this program, this organization, and I'm ready to get to work.
Max, last night we saw you shaking hands and dapping up all the guys who were getting drafted. Why was it so exciting for you to see them get drafted and have their moment?
Man, because, we worked so hard for this. And I know it's hard to get to that point. And I just was so happy for those guys because I knew a lot of those guys from whether it was the combine, and I trained with a lot of them. So it's like we already built that relationship. So it was just genuine excitement, and just seeing them get that call, seeing their reactions, seeing the parents' reactions, that just made me happy. Like, I almost shed a tear for a couple of those guys. But, just the fact that they got their name called, and that deserves to be celebrated. So I was always there to dap them up. I had the best seat in the house, so I took advantage of that.
What was your exposure to Scheme at all today, just in your meetings with coaches, and what were your initial thoughts and impressions about how you might fit?
We got a chance to talk about, my comfort with zone and man, and I just feel like I'm so versatile that I can work in this game because it's a mixture of both. And I feel like, I'm a player that you can put me anywhere on the field, whether I'm in zone or whether I'm in man, whether I'm pressing or whether I'm off. And, they trust me to go out there and make the plays that's, if the opportunity presents itself.
How do you approach, right here, congrats, by the way.
Thank you.
How do you approach knowing that there's a spot open and you'll be in that, in the thick of that competition, once you get to practice?
I just approach it with the same attitude that got me to this point, and that's just to put my head down and work. I want to learn from because this group, this corners group, is they have a lot of experience and guys that's done this for years. So I would just want to be in here, be a sponge, learn from the guys, kind of follow their lead, and just go out there and compete.
What do you say about the confidence that all cornerbacks need and the short memories that all cornerbacks need? How do you develop them?
Just having short-term memory, but also just, having swagger. Like, when I feel good, I play good. Just having confidence and going out there and trusting that the man to the left of me is going to do his job, but the man to the right of me is going to do his job. So we can go out there and play 110%.
Max, Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports 1080, by the way, I'm going to use myself. What are some of your intentions of impact, that's going into this year?
Honestly, I just want to be able to, do whatever the coaches tells me to do, whether that's go out there and play corner or go out there and be on special teams. I just want to be able to help and contribute to the team. And even if I'm not contributing on the field, just be a good teammate and always encourage the guys.
I'm a youth coach, so Little League team, and how instrumental was those youth coaches?
So my Little League team was called the West Bloomfield Panthers, and that's actually where I got the nickname Mad Max from. My coach, you know, he was real. And, you know, I kind of liked the hard coaching. That's what I had growing up. And I feel like that kind of gets you the mindset to, you know, you got that dog in you. And I feel like that also just comes from being from Michigan. Like, you just got that grit in us.
Max, you mentioned yesterday, obviously you have a relationship with Ray Davis. We were tied together in Kentucky. You went to the game in Detroit. You saw the Bills. What did you know about the team before the pre-draft process, and kind of what have you learned about them since the process?
I know that Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the NFL. And watching him against Detroit, you know, that dude was just – it looked like it was a video game the way he was out there, you know, making stuff happen out of nothing. And I'm just so excited to be a part of that and knowing that I can give Josh Allen the ball back. So I'm eager to get to work.
Has he reached out to you? He usually reaches out to a lot of the picks.
We was actually on the phone last night. I got the FaceTime when I first got my name called. I got the FaceTime Ray Davis as well. So that was cool. Just a nice little intro to the team. So they had me hyped.
What was that like, you know, talking to Josh and knowing who he is and the meaningfulness of him reaching out to you?
Man, it meant a lot. And, you know, I actually had to tell Josh. I said, if I ever pick you up in practice, I'm keeping that ball. You know, it's not personal, but you're kind of just that guy. So, you know, being able to call him my teammate, you know, it's truly an honor, and I can't wait to go out there and win some games with him.
Max, what is your background with returning kicks? I know that you didn't have any stats at UK. It's not really in your scouting reports, but with your speed, why hasn't that been a part of your game yet?
It's something that I've practiced, but at Kentucky, we had our guy for that, my dog, Berrion Brown, and he was pretty good at that. So we didn't have to worry about that at Kentucky, but like I said, I'm going to do anything the coach asks me to do. And if I have to learn how to catch, you know, kick returns and all that stuff, I'm going to do it just for the team.
When's the last time you did it?
We practiced that going into the season. I just never did it in an actual game.
Hey, Max, you and Donovan Evers decided to play that last high school game in late January. How important was it for you guys to go back help your guys finish that season with a title?
That meant a lot. Me and Donovan, we grew up together, and, you know, we taught ourselves going into that season because we knew it was going to be, you know, it got postponed a bunch of times and COVID this and COVID that, but we was determined to finish that season if they allowed us to, and we did exactly that. You know, that was our senior year. That was our last chance, and my school's never won a first – they've never won a state championship. So to be the first ones to win a state championship at West Bloomfield High School, that's truly a big honor, and I had that picture in my suit jacket yesterday.
What are some of the things that Ray Davis was telling you before you, you know, got drafted to Buffalo? What were some of the things he was telling you about Buffalo?
Oh, man, he was telling me about the Buffalo Wings, telling me about the hockey games, just telling me that, you know, it's great vibes out here. And I got out here for my 30 visits, so I got a chance to, you know, see it. And I'm here now, and I do definitely feel those vibes, and I'm excited to try some Buffalo Wings.
Reading your bio, you have a lot of family that are very good, high-level athletes, including, it says, Taiwan Jones, not the one that played here, another Taiwan Jones, who made it to the NFL, siblings, cousins. How competitive was it growing up around your family with so many high competitive athletes?
Very competitive. And, you know, even speaking on Taiwan, I wanted to be like him. So, you know, having a family member that got somewhere before me, it was just extra motivation. And he let me know that it was possible for me to do that as well.
Are you, did you run track?
I did, but I ran a 100, 200, 4x1, 4x2. Every occasion I'd throw in the long jump in there. But, you know, COVID, man, ruined my junior year. It canceled the season, and then I enrolled early my senior year. But I got a chance to go all-state my sophomore year in the 4x1 relay.
Max, DeMile and Dye will be your quarterbacks coach. After getting to meet with him and talk with him, why do you believe he is the right next coach for you as you make your transition into the NFL?
That's my guy, man. That's my guy. And I honestly feel like he's real. Like, he's not going to sugarcoat nothing. He's going to keep it real, and that's all I ask for. And I feel like, you know, from the moment I talked to him at my formal at the combine to my 30 visit to even a Zoom to even just talking to him now, like, you know, I have the utmost faith in him, and I feel like he's going to lead me in the right direction.
Just to triple check, I know last night you said you prefer Max over Maxwell. Is that the same for, like, in writing and, like, everywhere you want it to be Max?
In writing and all that stuff, I don't mind Maxwell. It looks a little more professional.
Degree in community leadership and development. What made you choose that?
Honestly, I chose that degree because it's so versatile. Like, I can go into coaching. I can help the community. You know, I can, you know, give back to not even just my home community, but anywhere. And, you know, that's really why I want to major in that, because I want to be able to help people. I want to be a resource for people. I want to motivate the youth, and I want to be able to just share the knowledge that was taught me, and I want to share that down to the new generation.
Max, you mentioned Josh earlier, obviously, Ray as well. Is there anybody else on the team where you're like, whoa, I can't believe like I'm teammates with that guy now?
Yes, Trey White, the corner that we just bought. I can't wait to learn. I can't wait to pick his brains, man. That's a vet, and I know he's going to teach me so much.
Why do you, how much do you know about Trey?
I know that growing up, I used to watch him a lot. He was a pro bowler, you know, deal with a couple injuries, but he's still that guy. That's still someone that I know he can teach me a lot, and I feel like we have some similarities in our game, especially coming out in the draft, and that's someone I can't wait to meet him.
You talked about it a little bit last night. Why do you feel like there's maybe perception that tackling isn't the strongest part of your game?
You got to find something to knock somebody on, but I'm definitely somebody that wants to tackle. I want to get my nose dirty. It just comes down to being consistent in my technique and really following what the coach has taught me with, you know, short stride and near knee to his hip and just running through the guy.
What's your biggest attribute off the field?
Off the field, my personality, man, honestly. Like, and then, two, I got my clothing brand, so I'm real big on fashion, man. So I like to get fly, you know. You look good, you feel good, you play good type of deal.
How did you start and when did you start your clothing?
So I actually started my clothing line a couple days ago, and it's been fun. Like, just seeing other people wear my clothes, like, that's truly an honor, you know. Seeing people swag my clothes, you know, get fly with my clothes, like, that's nice.
Have you always been into, like, fashion and, like, doing that kind of thing?
I have. Like, I'm big on shoes, big on clothes, like, shoot, my house in Kentucky, I had to have two rooms just to fit all my clothes and shoes in there. So, hey, you know, I get busy.
Anything inside the jacket today?
Oh, no. This one, I just had to, you know, put the alumni sticker on there. I graduated last December, so, yeah.
Now, you told Ray Davis you was moving in. You're going to have some room for your shoes and
all that. I said I might have to use some of your room. Now, you might got to share some space now, but I for sure told Ray I'm moving in.
Who do you have here family-wise?
My entire family that was with me yesterday at the draft.
Max, getting to take your family around the facility, wearing the hat, being here, I'm going to imagine it's all starting to sink in. Just what does this moment feel like?
And this moment is everything. This moment is truly a dream come true. Like I said, I bring my family with me because I truly wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. And to be able to give them the master tour today that I got on my 30 visit, like, that meant a lot. I kind of surprised myself. Like, okay, you memorized the facility pretty good, nah? So,
happy I could do that.
What do you know about Bills fans, Bills Mafia?
I know that Bills Mafia has the best fan base in the NFL.
Hey, you know, the Bills might be looking for another D tackle. You get your guy Walker on the line, you tell Walker it was okay that, you know.
Hey, we bring Deion here. Ooh, I'm a for sure get that ball back then because he's going to get in the quarterback phase.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.